Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now today, I've got an opportunity here to cover what I would say are some of the biggest reasons that you've convinced yourself not to get out here and do something to change your financial position. I did one of those AI type Google things and said, you know, what people stops them from investing in real estate. So I have a good long list of things here that we can cover, and I can try to clear up for you to maybe help you get started. Right? You know, most people have been listening for a long time. Maybe you're brand new, just started listening. Whatever it is, though, you need to make some changes in your life financially, then you need to get started. If you're fine, you're well off, you've got all the money you possibly want, you don't mind your job, or maybe you've already retired from your job and you're in perfect condition, then just enjoy the show for the entertainment value alone. If you're thinking that, hey, we're talking about something that's near and dear to your heart because you're not where you want to be financially right now, then you need to take some action. I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. I'm coming up on my 35th anniversary of Lifestyles Unlimited being a business. Now think about this, 35 years. Some of you aren't even 35 years old. Some of you, you know, barely even made it out of high school when I started Lifestyles. 35 years I've been doing this. And we've helped thousands of people to improve their financial situations, helped many, many people start their own businesses, many, many people retire, totally replacing, and retirement for us is totally replacing the amount of earned income you make with passive income, or maybe you just, you know, cover enough of it that you get to where you want to be. Even if you have some gigantic amount of income, you might say, okay, well, I make 500 grand a year, but my take home's really, you know, 40% less than that after taxes. So I take home 300 grand. And so I replace the 300 grand type of situation. Been doing that for 35 years. And I think the largest testimonial to that is that I'm still here. There have been ups, there have been downs, there always are in real estate and any other investment, really. But the overall premise of what we teach is pretty basic, so we're going to cover that. But first, and today to start with, for those of you who are listening, I want to make sure you get this piece of information. I'm going to be giving a completely different seminar than I've ever given before. It's got the basics in it, but I'm adding to the basics 35 years of experience. I mean, you know, we set in place the basics, what you need to know to get started. We've been teaching the same thing, although with variations, as we get smarter and better at what we do. I'm going to show you not only the basics, but I'm going to go into, hey, what are the major mess-ups people have made and how to avoid them so that you don't make those major mess-ups? Because in 35 years, people have tried to do things that didn't work. And, of course, the basics is to teach you what does work, but the extra little pudding on top is hearing about the crazy stuff people have done that didn't work and why they did it even though I told them not to do it. So maybe you can hear something about yourself in that type of process. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be in my jovial, joking-type mood set that I've always used to teach in, and I'm getting back to that because I'm feeling that way about the market again. I'm feeling that way because I started teaching again, and I started mentoring. Actually, not – yeah, well, I am teaching. I'm teaching classes two Wednesdays out of the month, and I'm also mentoring people on all the multifamily deals now. So it is – it's got me back involved. It's got me back interested. So what I want you to do is I want you to come see me. Now, this is an interesting approach to what I'm saying to you. I'm saying I want you at the case study, which is Thursday night, September 4th. And I want you at the two-day, September 6th and 7th, which is Saturday and Sunday. That's the class, the educational class. And the case study is where we normally have people get up and tell their stories. But this time, instead of having one person get up and tell their story or two, we're literally going to have a panel of successful people that started Lifestyles. Every one of them started Lifestyles, just like you. Every one of them will tell their story and answer questions from you guys. You can ask them whatever you want, poignant questions, and it'd be great. So I've got a couple different panels of people coming that we're going to introduce you to, let you ask questions of, and then move to the next panel. It's going to be really interesting. You don't want to miss this. Now here's the caveat to that. The room only seats 350 people. And I'm not going to go out and get a room twice the size or three times the size because I don't even know if we have that need for it. So here's what you have to do. You're going to have to contact us and reserve a seat. And when I come back from break, I'm going to have some place where you can go to do that. Otherwise, just go to Lifestyles Unlimited, go on online and register, or call us and register. But you need to register for your seat, both for the case study and for the two-day, because they will fill up. I mean, I don't teach every day. I only, you know, haven't taught, I think, in a year, the class. So if you want to get to see me do it, right? If you've been out there listening to me on the radio and thinking, you know, I know there's other people out there that, you know, giving these classes, but I want to see Dell. I want to see the actual person that I listen to every day. Well, then come to this class, get registered, get to the two-day, and learn the stuff that I'm talking about. Get the details, right? Obviously, on a radio show, we can't go into massive detail. We take topics, tear them up, put them together, spin them out. But we can't go into the massive detail that we do when you're sitting there for two full days and we're able to take, you know, 16 hours of training. And really, it's interesting. The 16 hours of training, just so you'll know, used to be 16 days of training. The program used to be 15 days long. And people said, look, I can't sit there and learn for 15 days. And my staff's going, we can't do it. They don't want to do it. You got to consolidate. I said, okay. Let's take a manual. Let's write the 15 days down. We'll go page by page, and I'll consolidate that information. And what we do is it's like you take juice, an orange, and you squeeze it, and you come out with orange juice. It takes up very little space, but has all the stuff in it. That's what we do with these 2 days. Get all the stuff in it you need to be able to get out of there and get going. Right? So I want you to do this. I want you to register again. Now, the case study is September 4th. Unbelievable. It's going to be, we have never even done one like this. And then the 2 day is going to be September 6th and 7th. Both of these are in Houston, Texas. You can get reservations. You can get seating. There's tons of hotel rooms around here. We have two airports, major airports. You can fly in on the cheap. You can fly in any way you want. Whatever, you know, whichever one's the easiest, cheapest for you to come in from whatever location you're coming in from, that's fine. But you need to get in here. It's really important for me that you get an opportunity to hear the presentation I'm going to give, because it's not going to happen every day. It's not going to happen again in a regular basis. So you need to get in there and get it. And I want the people that really want to change their lives. If you really don't want to change your life, then please don't take up one of the seats. I understand. It might be interesting just to come watch it for the entertainment value alone. But if you're really not ready to change your life, then you're probably not the right person to come take up one of those seats. Because there are people that really do want to learn something that will change their life. So moving on. What people are saying to stop them from investing in, number one, is perceived high barrier to entry. Significant upfront capital requirements, including down payments, closing costs, and renovations, can be a major hurdle for many individuals, particularly when compared to other investment options like stocks and mutual funds. I can understand how the average person out there would think that, because when they bought their own personal residence, they had to put 10, 20% down. If you go out there and buy an investment property, you don't know what you're doing. They're going to tell you you have to put 20% down. So if you go and buy a house, it's, you know, $200,000, $300,000 house, especially you don't know what houses to buy. So let's say you buy a $300,000 house, which is the median income, the median home in Texas, for say, is about $350,000. So if you put 20% down on $300,000, that's $60,000. You get another $10,000 in closing costs, that's $70,000. And if there's any renovation at all, let's say there's 10, 20, 30, I've seen as much, we do as much as $50,000 in renovation. You might have over $100,000 necessary just to get into the deal. If you have, you know, weak credit, it might be even more. There's really, I understand the psychological barrier. What I want to share with you is that if you use our hard money lending system, and I own a finance company, so we can do these things for you. But there are other hard money lending companies out there that can do these things for you. What we do is my hard money lending company will lend you 75%. And I guess it's really depends on you, the deal, the credit, whatever. It's somewhere between 70 and 75% of the after repaired value of the property. So I'm going to make up some numbers right here. And these are just made up off the top of my head. That I call them radio numbers. They're easy enough. If you're driving down the street, you can wrap your arms around them. Let's say we go out there and we buy a house that's worth $200,000 after repaired. But the house is destroyed. So we're able to buy it for $100,000. But the house needs $50,000 worth of repairs. Now, first of all, you go, well, how do you ever buy it for 100 grand? Who would do that? I'll tell you, you don't know that. We know how to do that. That's one of the things you're going to learn how to do. Is buy, find those, locate, evaluate, negotiate, and contract those kinds of deals. Now, once we buy it for $100,000, we are going to need to renovate it with $50,000 worth of renovations. This is not cheap. So we're going to need $150,000 to complete this deal, plus another $10,000 for closing costs. It's actually about five, but we're going to use two different loans on this thing. And so what happens is we're going to go to the finance company, and they're going to say, we'll lend you 75% of the after-repaired value, which is about $200,000 times 75% is $150,000. So they lend us $150,000, giving us enough money to, first of all, buy the property for $100,000, close the deal, and then escrowing out another $50,000 we can use as renovation costs. So now we go out and we have to find our construction company, our renovation company. That's another one of the things you're going to have to learn how to do. We're going to teach you how to do that. In fact, we even have vendor program where we have people that many of our members use, so you get, you know, to try some of these people out, and they come and they go. And by the way, you know, contractors are something that for 35 years have come, have gone, have come, have gone. It's just the nature of the beast. Most people that are good contractors are not very good business people, and vice versa. Very good business people are not very good contractors. Unfortunately, that has a little bit of truth to it. If it were not true, if it were perfect, that everybody out there could find a perfect contractor that conducts business perfectly, this would be a lot simpler. However, we teach you how to do it, and that's the key. So we go out and we find that vendor, and the vendor's got to go to work for either a small amount of deposit that you put up or for nothing. The ones I work with, because they know me, and Lifestyles members that have built that credibility, the contractor will roll out there and start putting stuff together right away, knowing that once something gets completed, the roof gets done, the bank is going to cut them a check for it after they inspect it. And the bank will inspect these things before it cuts a check for them. You know, if you got a guy putting in a new air conditioner, the check for the AC will be there when he's done. Complete the work, get the work inspected, get the check. So now you've got the money there to do the renovations. You might have put it out of your pocket a little bit to start with, because the vendor doesn't trust you yet. They don't know you. You haven't established a relationship with them yet. I understand that. But at some point they will, if you are a honest person and you pay your bills on time. But bottom line is you're not paying the bills on these anyway, because the bank is going to cut the check once the work is done. You need to make sure this person gets the work done timely and then get back with the bank. Hey, we need you to send your inspector out and cut the check for this thing. Now, by the time this is all completed, what we have is a renovated house that's now worth $200,000. And we want to get out of this hard money loan. They're called hard money loans. They're lending money against the asset, not specifically against you, although you will sign personally for it. But the interest rates are higher, anywhere from 7 or 8 or 9. They used to be in the old days 15. They've come down quite a bit on these hard money loans. But we want to get out of that and get into a long-term 30-year amortized Fannie Mae loan. So we're going to refinance the property just as soon as we put the tenant into the property, right? And we can actually refinance it without the tenant being in the property also. That's another way of doing it. But the bottom line is we've got to get this thing refinanced. That's the key here. Get it off the hard money loan and get it leased. Now, we're going to teach you how to lease. Part of this class I'm going to teach you how to lease. And we're going to have this panel. We're going to have experts up there, and they can tell you what they do to lease on Thursday night on the case study. So you'll have this panel of experts. You can ask them what they do to lease. And, of course, I'll be teaching what to do to lease, et cetera, et cetera. And at the 2-day, I intend on having a lot of older members there around for you to ask questions of. In other words, there'll be a lot of networking before, during, or really more after the class. I also intend to take people out someplace where we can eat, drink, and network. So that is intended for both the Thursday night class and the Saturday night of the Saturday-Sunday class. Generally, we don't do it on Sunday because people have to get back to wherever they're coming from. All right, we'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we are covering why people believe they can't get invested in real estate. And before we dig back in, I wanted to let everybody just coming into this segment to know that in the first segment, we covered a whole lot about the fact that this is my 35th anniversary at Lifestyles Unlimited, 35 years of teaching and mentoring people to change their lives financially. I've got to celebrate that, a gigantic celebration on September 4th at Lifestyles Unlimited in Houston, Texas. It starts at 6 o'clock. It will go till about 9, and then afterwards we'll have restaurants and places we can go to network and party. I'm going to have multiple different panels of people that will get up there and tell their stories, and then open it up for questions to each panel so you guys in the audience can ask whatever you want to ask. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I'm teaching a revamped class, completely different. It's not completely different. It's going to have all the basics in it you need as a first-time investor. But it's also going to have additional auxiliary information for advanced investors. In other words, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show, okay, hey, 35 years of teaching the basics of how it really works. Now, where has this gone astray? And how can you protect yourself from these types of stepping outside of the bounds type of thing so you don't make the mistakes, okay? The next one here on this list of reasons why people won't do anything is fear of risk. It says, the inherent risk associated with real estate, such as market downturns, unpredictable rental income, potential tenant issues, and unexpected expenses can deter potential investors. All of those are very, very true. Very, very big issues if you don't correct them on the way in. You say, well, how do I correct them on the way in? Because everything about life is about odds. And what I teach you how to do is I teach you how to put the odds in your favor. For example, let's talk about unexpected expenses. I just told you in the last segment we're going to buy a house and we're going to do $50,000 worth of repairs. Right? Well, what does that do? It basically brings the house up to brand new. And it's not brand new, but all of the major components are going to be very, very safe for the next 5 to 10 years. You've replaced everything, right? So the maintenance repair that most people get, because they start in real estate by buying either a piece of garbage, then they try to do the repairs themselves, which they do incorrectly, and they do minimalistically. They do the bare minimum they need to do. They're going to have a situation where that house is just an accident waiting to happen. It's just a, you know, something to break waiting to happen. And then they throw on top of that the fact that they put a bad tenant in there and the tenant breaks the stuff and whatever. That's another issue I'll cover in a second, another one of the fears. But that repair issue has to be dealt with up front. If you go in there and you renovate everything to this really nice product, stuff isn't going to break. Now, the only thing that can break is the tenant breaking it. So we're going to go into screening tenants in a minute here. Well, what about sewers? We've already tested those, inspected everything on the way in. And we repaired everything that needed to be repaired. Roof, foundation, electrical, plumbing, appliances, all that stuff's being checked out and replaced if necessary up front. That is all decided before we even contract the deal. We're going to know what it costs to renovate. We get this big renovation budget right up front from the inspections that we do from the very beginning. Now, that's just one of those fear issues they went into. Let's talk about market downturns. Right now, we're going into a market downturn. I'm giddy about it. The rental houses that I already have, by the way, I don't own rent houses, I own apartments, but the rental apartments and houses that we own are rented. They're going to stay rented because the value and the price of real estate going down doesn't hurt the fact. In fact, if done correctly, can actually enhance your rental opportunities because people that are losing their homes because they can't afford homes anymore. And by the way, what I'm talking about is they just came out with an article yesterday that foreclosures are up radically this year. And so as these people can't afford these homes, the interest rates got too high, the prices got too high, people lost their jobs, and there's just a natural turnover of people losing their jobs. They need some place to live. So now, since they can't buy something, they're going to rent. And if you have the best product at the best price, your rent house is going to get rented. That's all there is to it. People need a place to stay. So the downturn is good for that reason. The downturn's also good because we can buy these houses now 50, 60, 70 cents on the dollar. Had a guy email me yesterday, believe it or not, and said, Dell, I just did a deal that had 800% captured equity and 49% cash on cash return. Now, number one, you have to buy the house extremely cheap to do that. And number two, you have to use massive leverage. So when we lend 75% of the after repaired value, like we were explaining in the last segment, on a house that's worth $200,000 after we repair it, and we buy that house for $100,000, and we put $50,000 renovations in it, they lend us the $150,000. We have to come out of pocket by $10,000. That's closing costs on two different loans. So now you take that profit, the $50,000 profit that we just made, and compare it to $10,000, and that's $1,000 would be 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%, 500% return. Right? So there's a 500% return. You're making $50,000, right, on $10,000. Well, what if this particular deal you could do that, and instead of coming out of your pocket $10,000, you only had to come out $8,000? Or if we bought it for $90,000 instead of $100,000, and so we had a $60,000 gain on a $10,000 investment. Now we're getting towards that 800% rate of return type of deal. It's all about numbers. It's all leverage. And then the 50% cash on cash return means that he's got so little in the deal. Let's think about it. If he makes $200 a month positive cash flow for a year, that's $2,400 a year in cash flow, and that's minimum. Then that means he's probably only got $1,200 out of pocket. And that's what makes the rate of return so high. That's on the captured equity. And that's what makes the cash-on-cash return so high. It's a very small amount out of pocket. You go, well, does this happen every single day? No, it doesn't happen every day. This is a really extremely good deal. I can't wait to see. But they do happen. And invariant of that, like I said, you know, as you go down the line, if we just did a typical deal, it's going to be a great deal, right? So it's way better deal than you going out there and trying to buy a rent house and putting 20% down and doing the renovations yourself and putting 50 grand up for that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the risk factor there is reduced by understanding that we make more money in down markets than we do in up markets. When up markets are going up, then, you know, prices are high. It's harder for us to buy a great deal when no one's losing their home in foreclosure and the prices are going up every time we turn around. Right? That those market downturns are great. Market upturns is when it's really more difficult to do what we do. Potential tenant issues. One of the problems about life, and I think the liberal society has made this even worse, is that you believe that everybody's the same. And you go, you can't, what are you, a racist? No, not a racist. I'm not a anything. I don't hate any particular class of people, type of people, whatever type of people. I more generally love everybody until I hate them, and then I hate everybody. Now, that's kind of a joke, but let me explain what I mean. Is that Ronald Reagan said it best, trust with verification. Somebody comes to you, they want to rent your house. You go, great, love to have you rent my house. Now let's verify who you are. Because the part that liberals don't get is you think everybody is the same and everybody deserves to have the same. I disagree with that, and I think most people in business disagree with that. You're either an effective person, a good person, right? And if you're a good and effective person, then you deserve to get whatever you can get your hands on. So if you come to me as a tenant and you've always paid your bills, you know, I know you pay me. That's what credit is. Credit is not a word. It's not a credit report, although we use a credit report to signify that. What credit is and what it came about from is doing transactions with people. In the old days, if I tell you I'll do something, you spit in your hand, you shake, and if I do it, good. All right, let's talk about lack of knowledge and experience, another reason why people are afraid to do real estate investing. Many people feel intimidated by the complexity of the real estate market and the investment process, including aspects like property valuation, financing, options, legalities, and property management. Feeling overwhelmed by the learning curve and not knowing where to begin can cause potential investors to shy away. There you go. You're sitting there, you've listened to me for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, whatever it is. It's because of that. You're afraid. You're afraid there's too much information. It's too difficult. And the reality is, it's not. That is absolutely true that it's complex. But I'm going to break it down for you so it's not. What's going to happen is you're going to see that, first of all, I'm going to take and shave away about 90% of the stuff that you think you might want to think about doing, could think about doing, should think about doing. Get it out of the way. Now, all of that confusion is gone. Here's the thing we're going to do. We're going to do single-family houses this way, in these markets, under these conditions, purchased under these financial circumstances to get these types of returns. Or we're going to buy apartment complexes in these markets, under these conditions, to finance this way, and manage this way to get these kinds of results and returns. That's it. You're going to learn single-family and multifamily housing. You're not going to learn commercial housing because we don't do it. I mean, I do it, but the bottom line is that I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've taken that shot. I'm not teaching to you because it's not the most profitable way I made money. I made more money on single-family and multifamily than I ever did on commercial real estate. But it's out there. But you don't need to do it because it's not good for you. You need the stuff that makes you high rates of return. So we're not going to go there. The same thing is true about how to do it. You don't need another job. You don't need to be out there being a flipper and spend all of your time, because a lot of the complaints here is time. You don't want to be the guy doing all the work. You don't want to be out there hustling to try to locate a deal. We're going to have people who are going to find deals, and you're going to pick those deals off as investors. So you don't have to go out there and hustle, locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, blah, 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 over and over and over and over again. No, you're not doing that. That's a job. That's a full-time job. You're going to go there, and people are going to bring deals to you, whether they're other people that are like the wholesalers, flipping and wholesaling, whatever. We'll teach you how to get to all those people. We have groups of people that are bringing deals all the time to us, and or my real estate companies are going to bring you deals. So you can go other places, other real estate companies if you want. But the bottom line is there's two simple ways to get deals. You're going to go for the simple ones, not the hard ones, because you have time commitment. You don't want to overdo. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. And if you're working, you know, a second job that's as long as your first job, that doesn't make any sense. We want to do something that's very, very effective, very efficient time-wise. Knowledge-wise, you know, we're right there. Every inch of the way, as far as education, there's something on every piece of whatever you'd run into, there's a piece of information for it. And when I say every inch of the way, I mean, okay, well, what about this? All right, there's the piece of information you need. Most of it, in fact, almost all of it, 99% of it's in our training program, but that doesn't work for everybody. Some people want a mentor. And for those of you that want hands-on help, we have mentoring programs in addition to our educational program. And you can decide that may be what you want. Many people believe that if you got someone there that knows what they're doing, they can cut the learning curve much shorter, because many people don't know what they don't know. And so you don't want to have to learn it inch by inch by inch. Then what you need to do is to have someone there to help you learn very quickly, answer all your questions, and direct you, create a plan. That's a mentoring program. We have those, but you don't need those necessarily. I didn't have one when I started, and I got through real estate. You might be able to do it without a mentoring program, but if you want one, they're there, just so you know. Well, my friends, again, I need to see you here September 4th, September 6th and 7th. This is our 35th anniversary, and I guarantee you this is going to be one heck of a presentation and a little bit of a party. So remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.